Chris Buescher is with us from RFK Racing, the driver of the number 17, and we were just chatting before we came on. I know you feel pretty darn good about the season that you guys had.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a great year, start to finish, and really building off of where we got to at the end of the previous year. But like we were talking, this was a lot of fun. It's the way racing's supposed to be. You're supposed to go to the track and feel like you have a legitimate chance to win every week, or at least most weeks. You know, there's obviously going to be tracks that don't agree with 100%, but I feel like we found that this season, especially the second half. But we're still competitive throughout, and just made it a whole lot more fun than it's been for a little while. But I'm really proud of everybody's work and efforts and commitments to get us to this level. It's been neat to see everybody in the shop that is that I worked alongside when I was in the shop back in 13 or 14, and to see their excitement back and really see everybody pumped up, and then all the people that are new to RFK, and to see them excited and realizing that, you know, I made the right decision to come over here, that you know, believe that we had the opportunity and the tools here, and now we're able to get the results. So it's certainly everybody's got their head held high, and it was a great season, and now it's a good benchmark to start off for next year and make it better yet.
How special has it been? You mentioned you've been with Roush for a long time. To see Jack get to enjoy this and the success that you all are having.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have enough time to go through everything, but Jack and several people at RFK are really the ones who gave me my breakout shot into professional stock car racing. And yeah. I have never forgotten that, and I love Jack for it, and I owe him a great deal of loyalty, and he's treated me very good through the years as well. And to see some of the things we've talked about and some of the opportunities, and you know, we've had discussions about, man, there's big things coming, but to put that into to results this season, to see him at the track and pumped up and excited, and you know, obviously with the Fenway side of ownership, and Brad coming over on the ownership side, and you know, working with him, to see everybody's excitement level back up through the roof, that's it's a very special feeling, and again, knowing or seeing it at its absolute heyday, and seeing it through tougher years, and being a part of that build back up, it's very rewarding for myself personally, but especially for the entire facility and all the 200 plus people that we have here making this happen.
Chris Buescher is with us. You mentioned Brad Keselowski coming over as not only your teammate, but is now a part owner of the team as well. You can sit there, you can talk to him, you can pick his brain, but how beneficial is it to race him? Because even though, you know, you drive for his team and your teammates, he's not going to cut you any slack. He's not an easy guy to race against.
No, we're racers, and everybody wants to win, and only one of us gets that opportunity any given week, and that's hard for our sport, right? You think about other sports, and I'm not going to sit here and preach that I am very knowledgeable in other areas, but when you go play a game, two teams, you got a 50-50 shot in winning or not winning, right? You know, that's not the realistic probability, but for us, it's one out of 40, and and that's tough to figure out how to do every week. So with that, when you go to race your teammates, your boss, your team owner, it's tricky, but at the same time, it's also very rewarding. Because you know that you're going to be able to race hard, race clean, that neither of you have bad intentions for the other. And go back to our Daytona win, our 1-2 finish. That was an RFK win, a lot more so than it was a 17 win, because that absolutely would not have happened without Brad behind us pushing and committing to that. And the reason he was there and we were able to trust in that and make some of the bigger moves we did at the end is because you know that he has the best interests of both of us in mind, of the entire organization. And, excuse me, and that put us in that position to go finish 1-2 at Daytona, of all places. So it certainly helps when we go to the track knowing that we have each other's back and we're in a good place.
Well, Chris, it's good to talk to you. Congratulations on all the success. And what is next for that? And I'm sure there is more to come.
That is definitely our plan. Time to go win more races and go get that championship next year.
Yep, no doubt. Hey, enjoy Nashville.
We will.
Thanks so much. Chris Buescher, driver of the number 17 RFK Racing, joining us here on the Chasing Big Joe Show live at the NASCAR Awards. And